just take a hammer.
Uh-huh. Just build away, huh? How do you put your posts in the ground?
Well, we used to take a post off and dig. Now we got a tractor with a post off digger on.
They're ready to do a job, don't they? Did you ever drive them in the ground?
Yeah, we have. We used to way back on. You could sharpen those posts.
Uh-huh.
And then take a... we had a sled hammer, weighed about 14 pounds. You'd drive those posts. That was back when I was a kid.
Stand on a wagon bed?
Yeah, stand up in the wagon.
Make sure you hit, huh? In town, did they ever have ornamental fences made out of wood? With
rail fences? They'd have some rail fences.
Would this be in town or out in the country?
Well, mostly out in the country.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be mostly in a timbered country, you see.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did they make these?
They just cut them down like making posts and they'd be about 8 foot long.
Uh-huh. Mm. Fix them like this?
Yeah.
Did they do something right here at the joint? Did they have two come up like this and then put another one across the top?
Yeah, something like that.
You get that last rail kind of cheap.
Yeah.
In town, did they ever have fences made out of wood with the pieces sticking up like this?
Yeah, they'd have some fences, yard fences, nailed boards on there.
Uh-huh. Do you have any special term for those?
No, I don't.
Picket fence or paling fence?
Or picket, I guess. Be good.
See some kid with a board be down there and clatter, clatter, clatter. Well, that's kind of fun. Did you have any stones or rocks in this country?
Yeah, not right in this country, but over in Arbuckle they had a lot of rock stuff.
You didn't have those in your fields here?
No.
You mentioned a 60-foot well. Was this drilled? Your well?
Yes, we had some pretty good wells.
Drilled wells, huh?
Yeah.
What other kinds were there?
Well, some of them were dug wells.
Uh-huh.
And they'd wall them up with brick or a rock or something.
But how deep could you have a dug well?
Well, from where we live there, got a well there about 55 foot deep.
Dug well, huh?
No, it's a...
Oh, drilled well. Huh. In the early days, how did you get your water? How'd you get your water into the house?
Well, we just carried a bucket, didn't we?
A wooden one or a metal one? Or?
Oh, wooden buckets.
Uh-huh.
Those old cedar buckets.
Yeah.
Tastes pretty good, too.
Yeah. Sure kept the water cool, didn't it?
Yeah, sure.
A lot cooler than the tin one. When you milked your cows, what did you milk them in?
Oh, a tin bucket.
A cream bucket?
Tin bucket.
A tin bucket. Was that one of these that was shaped like this?
Yeah.
So you can get it between your legs? When your wife cooked eggs, what did she cook them in?
Skillet.
Just
or boil them. She boil them in a bucket or something.
Uh-huh. How'd she boil them? Hard, soft?
Well, just either way they're going to boil them.
You tell her, huh?
Yeah.
Your skillet, now did that have little legs on it?
Did what?
Did that have little legs on it? Just flat on the bottom, huh? When she cooked beans or something like that, what did she cook those in?
Well, it'd be what you'd call